Hello, and welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast. If you don't want a cookie cutter generic home, and instead you want a beautiful, meaningful home that's layered with personality, then you are going to be so inspired by the conversations we have on this show. We talk about why the environments we create matter and how to set up our rooms to evoke specific feelings and experiences that are right for you wherever you are in your life right now. I'm Zandra, your host and creator of the Slow Style Home Framework that teaches you how to make really thoughtful and informed decisions about your home rather than chasing current trends that may not last or staying stuck with rooms you hate, feeling overwhelmed with too many choices. Right now, when you join our monthly membership, the Slow Style Society, you'll get a personalized deep dive into your vision of what a dream home looks and feels like. And together, we'll come up with a plan on how to achieve that. If that sounds pretty awesome to you, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society for all of the details. I'll tell you a little bit more about it later on. Right now, let's just jump into today's episode. First, I want to say that this is the last episode of this season of the podcast. We are taking a two-week break and we'll be back on Monday, April 29th with the next season. I'm saying that right now up front because I always forget to tell you guys when I take a little break. So I wanted to make sure I remembered. My guest today is the delightful Carla Morano of the wallpaper and mural company, Fine and Dandy. You guys, you are going to be blown away by their products. And we, of course, talk all about wallpaper in this episode. But what's even more important, I think, is our conversation about creating a home that truly reflects who you are. Carla and her co-founders are really committed to helping people achieve this. And Carla and I both think of home as the place you can be yourself in your wildest dreams, because home is where we are creating who we want to become. And in the slow style design approach, I really do encourage you to take some risks in putting yourself out there. I mean, visually, visibly throughout your home, and not worry so much about rules or what other people think or whether or not things go together. Because when you dip your toe into the mindset that your home is for you, it's your playground, the one and only place you have agency to try out different aspects of your personality, you start building your confidence. And confidence, especially when it comes to creative thinking and creative problem solving in our homes, is a big part of what you learn inside the Slow Style Framework. And I feel like I've met my kindred spirit in Carla in regards to all of this. So buckle up and get ready to be inspired by Carla and the world of Fine and Dandy wallpapers and murals. Do go to the show notes page of this episode at slowstylehome.com/podcast, or just go to slowstylehome.com and click on the podcast button at the top to see photos and link to their website. Okay, I'm excited. Can you tell? Let's dig in. Carla Morano, welcome to the Slow Style Home Podcast. We are going to have such a fun conversation. I can already tell just by the conversation we've had before we started recording. We're going to talk about wallpaper today. We're going to talk a lot about wallpaper. But before we get there, I want to talk more broadly about your shared aesthetic. So I should say that you have two co-founders, Shelley Weinraub and Jill Steinberg. And clearly the three of you share a vision. I feel like if I walk into a room, I feel like I'm going to know this is a Fine and Dandy company mural, which I think is a really great thing.
Well, thank you so much. It's absolutely wonderful to be here. I am very excited about this conversation. We're talking about all of my favorite things. But yes, the three of us definitely do have a shared aesthetic. I think it has to do with the fact that we've been really, really close personal friends for over 30 years. We all have different backgrounds and we come from different careers and different creative sectors. But, you know, our homes were always our passion and always our safe haven and our happy place. And so the number of evenings, afternoons that were spent sitting around talking about, you know, how we would redecorate this room and what we would do about that room. And had we seen this particular feature in one of our favorite design magazines? And wouldn't it be fun one day if we started a business and you know, created our own design products? And then all of us, you know, went off and back to our day jobs. And then, you know, as you do, back together.
Back to reality. Yeah. Exactly. Damn the dreams.
Exactly. And then we all sort of collectively hit a point in our careers where we were just sort of like, well, if not now, when? What are we actually waiting for? What's the worst that can happen? At the very least, we'll have a really good time and it'll be a lot of fun. So why don't we just try it and see what happens? I think what led us to do that, again, back to the shared aesthetic, was a sort of a shared love of grandeur. All things beautiful. Beauty can come in all sorts of forms, sometimes, you know, expected, sometimes unexpected. Nature is obviously a huge source of information, as is history. There's so many incredible historic genres that we are endlessly inspired by and transported with, all of the sort of craftsmanship and the details that went into really large historical homes and properties, the way that they just used to build stuff. That is built to last and created these spaces that just felt otherworldly. We wanted to infuse and bring some of that into people's homes, certainly into our homes. And we weren't necessarily seeing a lot of that on the marketplace, which is why we felt, you know, we had an opportunity to bring something new into the space. But it really just does come from wanting to feel immersed in another world, in a space that just feels inspiring, quiet, safe, beautiful, and somewhere that you really want to spend a lot of your time. When you come home from wherever you've been during the day, you want a place that feels like it's yours and it belongs to you and feels like it's going to open up, you know, pathways in your thoughts and in your dreams and sort of will help keep that constant creative process going.
I love how you're talking about home as a place to nurture, expand, delve into your thought process, because I feel like we talk a lot about home as being a sanctuary and being a comfort and being a place where you, you know, your shoulders go down, and all of that is wonderful and certainly should be happening in our homes. But I think sometimes we miss this idea of the dreaming that can happen at home, the idea of who do I want to be next? What kind of person do I want to be? You know, what do I want the next 10 years to be like?
Exactly. I mean, we fully believe that everybody is creative. Everybody has a form of creativity. We're all creators in our own right. And especially, you know, because of the pandemic where we were sort of forced to stay home a huge amount, we really saw people sort of revisiting and looking at their home environments and sort of wanting to make them as beautiful, as restful, as comforting, as lovely as possible. And I think that a lot of folks, maybe whether they're maybe a little averse to taking some design risks, or they feel like there's this sort of secret rule book of ways to design a space, and they're a little bit cautious or hesitant to take some of those design risks. We absolutely don't subscribe to that. We believe that rules were made to be broken. Your home and your space should reflect who you are. If you want to hang something from the ceiling, go for it. Whatever gets you excited about spending time in that space and starts to inspire your thoughts and your dreams and just is a really productive, sort of beautiful space to be in, we feel like that is sort of, that in itself is calming. That in itself is transformative. Mm-hmm. To have the permission and to give yourself the permission to be able to create anything that you can conceive of in your home. It's your space. It's yours to do with as you please. So why not have fun with it? It doesn't need to work for everybody else. It just needs to work for you.
And what do you think, why do you think people are so hesitant? Where is this fear coming from?
We'll be back after a quick break.
I assume you're here because you want a one-of-a-kind, personality-filled home, right? Well, in order to have that, you need to define and develop your signature style. When you do that, you're going to understand how to mix what you already have with new things you find, focusing on who you are and what you love, putting it all together in a cohesive way. So what's stopping you? Well, let me know if this sounds about right. Not enough time, not enough money, and a lack of creativity or design knowledge, which makes you feel overwhelmed and insecure about pulling the trigger and changing things up. This is why I created the Slow Style Society, to help you take action on making your dream home a reality. It's part social club for people who like to just geek out on design, and part hands-on learning experience where you get better and better at making decor decisions for each room in your home. And for the next few weeks, I'm offering all new members an additional one-on-one style session with yours truly. So I'll take you through the lessons so you know exactly what to focus on inside the Slow Style framework, in what order, and you'll have a personalized support system from me to get you there. Go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society so we can get started right away. Let's not wait for that imaginary perfect time to create your beautiful, meaningful home. Again, go to slowstylehome.com and click on Join the Society. Okay, back to the episode.
I think that there are a lot of really beautifully curated spaces out there. There are some incredible designers doing magnificent work and have been doing so for decades. And I think that, you know, when you look at a space that's been so masterfully did and curated and put together, it can feel intimidating and it can feel like, oh, I could never achieve that. And the truth of it is you absolutely can. You may not achieve that exact specific thing, but you also may not be trying to achieve that exact specific thing. What you have to achieve or what you want to achieve is something that feels magical to you. And I think that, you know, it all comes back to finding pieces that you love, even if you don't have a place for them when you first see them. Just start collecting things that you love, whether it's a color palette or a vase or a chair or a lampshade or whatever it might be. That what ultimately, because these things appeal to you, when you put them together in one space, they're all going to work together beautifully. And that's what we talk about, that alchemical process happens where you bring together all kinds of different objects and sort of inspirations from any number of different places, a lot of which feel on the surface of it really disconnected. But somehow when you bring them all together, something amazing happens. And that's really the magic that made us want to start this company, is because everybody has that moment of, oh, wow, I didn't realize I could do this. Why didn't I do this sooner? What have I been waiting for? And sometimes it's just, you know, giving yourself that permission. You may not get it right out of the gate. But I know for the three of us, we're all constantly working on our homes. I move furniture around at all hours of the day or night. I know Shelly and Jill do the same thing. You know, these pieces will sort of tell you where they want to be. And when something finds the right place, something amazing happens. And it's just a really rewarding, fun process.
It really is. And that's really where I come from for all of Slow Style Home, is this idea that there's nothing wrong with hiring a designer. And I have learned so much from professionally trained designers. But to me, the reason to do it yourself is because of the process. And, I think it also goes into other areas of our lives. When you are building up confidence like that, you're trying things out. And you also realize that it's okay if it doesn't work, and you're going to learn from that too. That confidence that you're building up, it really does kind of then seep into other areas of your life, you know, into your career, into your, even your child rearing, you know, God, you make a lot of mistakes when you're raising kids and hopefully learning from it. So, you are absolutely speaking my language. And I think we could talk about this aspect of design and this approach all day, but I want to make sure we talk about wallpaper, because as I said to you before we started recording, I open up your site and I'm like, oh, this is the wallpaper I've been waiting for. this is it. I know you guys care a lot about craftsmanship and the fine detailed work that went into so many different historic styles. When you think about the carvings in marble or in wood, plaster, can you give us some examples of those details? One or two ways you've incorporated them into some of your patterns and maybe why?
Sure. We very much approach all of our materials and our substrates, the materials that we print on, as almost a fifth color. And what I mean by that is when we have a specific theme or whether it's something that is sort of inspired by Italian frescoes, for example, we have a substrate that has a very plaster-like finish. So that's, I would say, one way in which craftsmanship sort of comes into what it is that we do. But we also are very fortunate that one of our co-founders, Shelley, is a fine artist. And so she's actually hand-painted some of our murals. So you get those really incredible organic brush strokes that sort of feels very, very old world when that you would, you know, an artist would be hired to come in and scenically paint an entire room. That was this immersive experience. Oh, that's obviously highly costly, but we wanted to be able to offer a similar experience that felt as if that had, the walls had been hand painted. We also really love to surprise and delight. So all of our murals, whether it's a sweeping scenic country landscape or a pastoral rolling hills or something where, you know, feels like walls are crumbling plaster or whatever it may be, we really want to make sure that if you're going to be living with something 24/7, we want it to be constantly this constant process of discovery. And we really try and hide a lot of these details in a lot of our work so that it feels like a very interactive experience to have these journals.
That is exciting in that I think so much of what we buy today feels, what you see is what you get.
Correct.
It's that first layer, that first glance at something, there's no more to discover. And so what you're saying is so exciting. And I think that is why I love paintings, I think, is that, you know, you can find something new. If you just take 5 minutes out of your day and just sit with a cup of coffee and just stare into a painting, you really can see something new every time, even if you live with it every day. And that's really what you're describing. And I'm thinking before we go any further, I want to jump into the process of making, and then we're going to get back to the design, because I feel like we need to define substrate. You know, we need to understand a little bit more about what it is you're talking about.
So the way that we like to encapsulate who we are in terms of our approach and our ethos to design is we are 18th century, 19th century inspired designers fueled by 21st century technology. And what I mean by that is we have a huge amount of customization options available to us. And it's because our process is digital that we can do that. We can actually move design elements around to uniquely fit a specific space, a doorway, a window, whatever it might be, and make it feel, again, back to that feeling that it was hand-painted intentionally by an artist with that particular architecture in mind to take that design experience to the next level. So substrates are all of the different textures and materials that we have the capability to print on. You know, we want it to look like silk, or we want it to look like plaster, we want it to look like wood, or we want it to look like a heavy linen or a canvas or whatever it may be. So there's a lot of testing that goes into our creative process where we'll try different patterns, different colorways on our different materials. Generally, we'll pick one that's sort of more standard. That's what we'll offer on the website. But oftentimes, there are these happy accidents or happy discoveries that have been made where a client said, well, I'd like to try this pattern on this material. We may not have thought of it, but when it comes together, it's absolutely magnificent. Yeah. And the outcome is exactly what they were looking for. So,
yeah, I don't think anybody, I mean, and maybe this is partly what's so unique to your company, but I don't know that there are different options, different materials to print on offered by other companies?
I mean, all of our wall coverings are commercial grade. And so what that means is they're highly durable, they're wipeable, they're fire rated, they're designed for a lot of wear and tear, and you don't need to feel like it's super precious. It looks beautiful, it looks elevated, it looks refined, but it actually is really durable and practical at the same time. So we really loved that aspect of it and loved that we're able to offer so many different kinds of textures and materials in a performance substrate. What makes it also really great is that it can come off. So, you know, a lot of people have nightmare stories where they've removed wall covering, old vintage wallpaper from an older home, and it comes off in these painful strips and you're forever with your, you know, your spatula or knife and your scraper. Our product does not do that. Our product will come off in sort of in single sheets. And so it's easy to work with. And it's something that if you wanted to take with you and, you know, you were renting and you wanted to take with you, you potentially could. We also
really?
Have a lot of
wow.
And we also have a lot of different ways of installing, whether, you know, installation tips, tricks, hacks, if you will, for people who are renting and want to be able to take the mural with them. You can frame it, you can mount it on sort of like on a frame, you can put it on a piece of canvas. There's a really phenomenal double-sided tape that we've been working with recently that also, you know, does a beautiful job. So I think it's sort of, there's a lot of more options now than there ever have been for folks who maybe are a little bit scared to take that plunge and go full, you know, full force into that installation.
Yeah. Okay. So real quick, just run through the different substrates, because you were kind of saying like there's one that kind of looks kind of like plaster one. Sure. Tell us about those.
Sure. So we have a couple of different weights. We have a 13-ounce eco-friendly substrate. It's 33% post-consumer recycled material. It is really designed for high humidity areas, so potentially kitchen application or bathroom application, as long as there's proper ventilation. That's a really great one. And so it has all of these sort of eco-friendly and sustainable attributes as well. We also print with LED versus UV inks from an eco-friendly perspective so that we reduce the amount of carbon footprint, which is really important to us. We also have a lot of type 2, which are 20 ounces. So that's a little heavier, a little bit more durable. We have one that looks like a canvas. We have another one that's a metallic. We also have a new one that's come out that is beautiful. It looks like a gorgeous linen. And then we have several that really look like brushed silk. So we have a design called Paradis, which has a very sort of chinoiserie-like feel to it. So we print that on a lustrous, beautiful 20-ounce Atelier substrate that really looks and feels like brushed silk. And it has that sort of sheen to it. And really, it's just a matter of what are you trying to accomplish in any particular space? We likely have a substrate for it. And if we don't, we'll find it.
That is really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Paradis wallpaper collection.
Yes.
I didn't even know that that's what the substrate looked like, that feel of printing on or painting on silk. Mm-hmm. But there's one example that I want to bring up right now. Jewel Marlowe is a designer whom I love, and I was looking through your website. I've had her on the show. I'll link to that. I'll link to that interview in the show notes page. But I'm scrolling through your website and I went, oh my gosh, I know that bathroom. That's Jewel's bathroom. So I want to describe it really quickly. So it's this, it has kind of this mustard yellow colorway. That's the background color. And on it is, like you said, it's kind of got this chinoiserie feel. It's branches with birds on it. The reason why it stops me in my tracks the first time I saw it on Jewel's website was the scale of the birds. They're really quite large. Yeah. And maybe that was emphasized even more by the fact that she had it in a powder room. So you've got this small space with these great big birds. And I thought, oh, that is such an interesting play on a more formal or a more traditional chinoiserie. And I wonder, is that the kind of reimagining that you guys talk about on your website that you'd like to do with some of these more kind of historical, classical, traditional patterns, is play with some element of it to refresh it?
You absolutely hit the nail on the head. Yes, we love to play with
it. Oh, I love it when I win the prize.
Yeah, no, you
Ding, ding, ding.
You said it perfectly. We play with scale a lot. It is one of our favorite things to play around with because it's so transformative. And the scale of something in context and relative to other things in the space can be incredibly transformative. It's really a sort of fallacy that small spaces really need small pieces and small scale patterns and small little tiny things, when in fact, the opposite is true. If you use a larger scale print and even a larger scale piece of furniture in a really small space, it can make it feel more important, more cocoon-like, and actually helps transform and redefine the space. But you know, a lot of people, there seems to be a lot of love for giant birds. Who knew? They have a ton of presence. They have a ton of personality. And it really is, it creates a statement in that room and in that space. She selected it in a colorway called Marigold, which she beautifully paired with this gorgeous dark green on the wainscoting below. And that color combination is just, it pops so gorgeously. And it really is just one of those spaces. Once you've seen it, you never forget it. And that kind of goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of just, if you're willing to go for it and dip your toe in the water and go for that risk and really kind of see where it takes you, amazing things can happen. And, you know, a space can go from fairly ordinary to incredibly extraordinary in the space of a few hours. That's what's so magical about wall covering, that the payoff in terms of how transformative it can be, almost in that immediate gratification way, is stupendous. And that's what we really loved about it as a platform.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about some of the other genres that you guys play with. I mean, it's so much fun to just look through your website. You've got Art Deco, you've got toile, you've got Impressionist, you've got, you know, painterly things like from the Hudson River School. We've got borders. I mean, who knew borders were going to be a thing again? But these are not your typical borders of, you know, Snoopy or whatever, you know, or like grapes in the 80s that people used to do wallpaper borders. These borders can be used alone, but they can also be used in addition to a different pattern underneath. You even have murals that are made specifically, or at least I think they're specifically for the ceiling. Describe for us something that's not the chinoiserie, but something maybe very different that you love, and kind of try to explain to us, what are we seeing here? What are we looking at?
So first of all, thank you for taking the time and looking through the site and really kind of immersing yourself in it. I'm so delighted to hear that it's a fun process. We had so much fun putting it together. And so I love it when people go on that journey, and hopefully it's a source of inspiration. We have always approached design as fashion for your home. And so the way that you would accessorize an outfit with earrings or a necklace or a belt, that's sort of how we see borders coming in. You could use them several borders together stacked. You can use just one. And but we really love the modularity of them and being able to sort of, again, if you want a space and you don't want to, again, take a plunge and do a full mural wrap or jewel box, you could just add a little hit of one of the deco borders to a ceiling and a baseboard, or even trimming a doorway or a window or a fireplace. And instantly you've got something that has transformed the space. One of our particular favorites right now is our Babylon mural. It is this beautiful, scenic, pastoral scene with some water and a riverway and some mountains in the background and some beautiful trees. It's a pattern that's really heavily inspired by verdure tapestries. So really luxurious, really warm, really historic feeling. And as the three of us were looking at this particular colorway, we are all attracted to the same aesthetic and sort of design and design genres, but each of us is attracted to slightly different colorways. So for example, Jill is really attracted to warm, earthy, textural tones and the sepias and the browns and the camels. Shelley loves sort of a lot more, you know, historical, traditional genres, and she has a huge affinity for blue and white. And I sort of love I'm a huge Anglophile. I love anything that comes from the United Kingdom. I love inspired sort of by 15th, 16th century Dutch and English landscapes. And so we have this Babylon, and as we were looking at colorways and we wanted to create something that we could all put in our own homes, which led to us releasing four new colorways of this particular mural that's coming out in a couple of weeks, because we loved the pattern, and that oftentimes is how collections will evolve. We all bring a slightly different flavor in terms of how we would want to apply it or install it in our own homes. And I think that also helps us to create a broadness and a scope for folks that, you know, may have a preference for one over the other.
Well, and I want to say too, that you've got some really playful things as well. You know, we've talked now a lot about what would probably appeal to people who love history, you know, the chinoiserie, the painterly tapestries that you were just describing, but you've got some stuff there too, that's very cheeky, I would say.
Oh, we love some good spice. And so we love toile. Who doesn't love a beautiful traditional toile? I mean, it's sort of an evergreen, amazing design genre. And we thought, well, we'd love to do a toile, but we'd love to do a toile with skeletons. So we have all kinds of elegant skeletal folks, couples, individuals in sort of various natural and scenic vignettes, wearing beautiful 18th and 19th century garb, but they just happen to be skeletons, and we called it Skeletwall. We love taking tradition and just giving it a slight twist and making it a little bit more scandalous, but not in a way that's dangerous, in a way that's always hopefully fun and entertaining.
Right. That's a good way of putting it. Okay. Look, I love wallpaper. I am so glad that you guys exist. I want to paper my entire house with your products, but I have to ask, why on earth a wallpaper company? What was it about wallpaper or a mural company? Why'd you land on wallpaper and not, you know, I don't know, furniture?
You know, in our youth, we were all renting in different forms. When you move into a rental space, it's generally pretty basic and pretty sort of unremarkable in terms of flavor. And so all of us were looking for ways to infuse what was a fairly benign space with something that felt like a really great way to personalize it and make it feel comfortable and inspiring to us. And so the walls really are the foundation of any space. And also, depending on, you know, what you do with paint or wall covering, have the largest impact in terms of what can transform that space. Walls just felt like the first place to start, but it was never supposed to be the end point. So We have started with wall coverings because it's that instant gratification. A room can transform literally in a couple of hours. The product is pretty easy to ship. So we ship globally. So It's one of those things that we can also, you know, with relatively low effort, can transport it to whoever is looking for it, wherever they might be. But we are continuing our journey. So we are going to be getting into other products such as lighting and textiles and all those other things.
Carla, this has been such an inspiring conversation. I've loved it.
Well, likewise, it's been such a pleasure.
Great. And look forward to sharing photos of your work online on the show notes page, and all of the linking will be there. And I really encourage everyone to really look at what we're talking about. I hope that we've whetted your appetite to actually go online and look at it, because, you know, we're doing our best to describe it, but you have to see it.
Just explore and have fun. We want folks to have the time, the best time, creating their personal spaces and putting their own sort of touch on everything. And there's only one you, and so your home should reflect you. So go for it and have fun.
Thanks so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I really do appreciate you spending it with me. And please, please, please take a minute to leave a review for Slow Style Home wherever you get your podcasts. It honestly does help keep this show on the air, and your feedback is highly valuable to me. Have a great day, and I'll be back in your earbuds soon. Bye for now.